Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновіші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Hello and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. here on WPIT Radio AM 73, the station in Pittsburgh for Russian programming, bringing you the best in Russian news, music, and songs. We have a lot of program today, so let's get started with the gold recording, award-winning song, Karai Chok Lyolovi, by our good friend, the incomparable Anna Savitska. Talk a little bit about the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. As you know, this program is the only Russian radio program sponsored by and financially supported by the National CRS, but your support is also very much needed. At all the picnics and festivals that we go to, and we go to a lot, and even yesterday at the Vatilat in Burton, Ohio, many people came up to me and they tell me they faithfully listened to the program and how much they really enjoy the music, the news, the announcements. Several even said that they really look forward to and very much enjoyed our accounting of the recent tour of Slovakia that we did this summer. When checking out a lady at the gift shop at Mount St. Macrina over the Labor Day weekend during the pilgrimage, she asked me, "Are you Jack Paloka?" And I said, "Yes, why do you ask?" And she said, "Well, she's from Chicago and she listens to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program and on the internet, and she recognized my voice." And she said her and her husband love the program, and especially that they can listen to it anytime and whenever they want. And to hear these congratulations, kudos, and all these nice things are wonderful, and it makes us feel good that people are enjoying the program. But, and it's a big but, this does not help keep us on the air. Airtime is expensive, and the National Carpathia Wrestling Society puts out a lot of money each week to bring this program to you. Without their total commitment to this Carpathia Wrestling Society Heritage Program, we could not bring you the music, the songs, the news, and the announcements that you say you enjoy. We get very few donations to this radio program, and if this trend continues, well, you know, the writing's on the wall. I don't know what else to say or do to emphasize the severity of the situation. So please don't let the Carpathia Wrestling Society Heritage Program join the list of recent ethnic radio programs that went off the air due to lack of financial support. If you like our program and want it to continue, your support is necessary and you must respond. Next, we have a great song from the Pozdravi CD.
Через річеньку, через болото, подай рученьку моє золото, подай рученьку, подай другую, подай річеньку, най поцілую. Учиная, чого ти смутна, невеселая, а як я маю весела бути, кого я люблю, тяжко забути. Дівчино, думками будеш, сама не знаєш, кого ти любиш. Ой, знаю, знаю, кого кохаю, лиш то не знаю, з ким жити маю. Хатина снопом прикрита, прийди до мене, хоч будеш біта, хоч будеш біта, знаєш про кого, про козаченька, про молодого, хоч будеш біта, знаєш про кого, про козаченька, про молодого.
Okay, the Carpathia Wrestling Society's 15th anniversary celebration will bring people from across the nation and culture from across the ocean to Pittsburgh on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 9th, 10th, and 11th. On Friday evening, from 7 to 9, will be an informal social at the Cultural Center featuring refreshments and the sounds of musicante. And we have another important thing that's happening then. And I have on the phone Maria Silvestri, who's the daughter of Kathy Silvestri, Timo Silvestri. You all know the Timos. And tell me a little bit about the exhibition, Maria.
Hi, Jack. Thanks for having me on the show today. We're really excited to be bringing this exhibit to Pittsburgh, especially because it's the first exhibit to be organized at the National Carpathia Rusyn Cultural and Educational Center. The exhibit is called Dana Kindrova Polkarpatska Rus, and it features photographs taken in Subcarpathia over a 15-year period. The photographer, Dana Kindrova, is based in Prague, but she has traveled frequently to Subcarpathia, which is today the westernmost region of Ukraine, also called Zakarpattia or Transcarpathia. It's a region where over 800,000 Rusyns live, though they remain unrecognized by the Ukrainian government. Kindrova's photographs are really quite powerful images documenting everyday life in Rusyn communities in Subcarpathia. And so in these photographs, which will be on display, you'll see the cycles of life and death, of work and pleasure, and the important role that faith plays in the lives of our people. These photographs are works of art in and of themselves, but they'll be of great interest to people who have roots in Subcarpathia or elsewhere who are curious to see everyday life in the homeland.
Well, you mentioned that the photographer is based in Prague, and this exhibit will be taking place at the National Carpathian Cultural Education Center. Now, how did that connection happen?
During the last year, I was living and working in Slovakia, and while I was there, I was interning at the Museum of Rus and Culture in Prešov, which is part of the Slovak National Museum system. So it's a very new museum. It's less than 2 years old, but already there have been quite a few great exhibits, and there's a lot happening there. So it was at the museum that I was introduced to Ms. Kindrova's work, and I immediately knew that this was something that we had to share with an American audience. And in the meantime, we are working on building a partnership between the Carpathian Rusyn Society and the museum, which has truly been solidified in the last few months with so many visitors from America, including CRS President John Ruggedi and Vice President Marianne Sivak, and the tour group that you and Dean brought. So this exhibit is a positive manifestation of the working relationship between the Carpathian Rusyn Society and the Museum of Rusyn Culture in Prešov. The international flavor of this exhibit is so cool. I like to say that this exhibit of photos of Subcarpathia is coming from Prague to Pittsburgh via Prešov.
Wow. And I might tell you that when we did do our tour in Prešov, that was one, the tour of Prešov itself was one of the highlights, was this wonderful museum. And so when, tell us when and where can people see it?
Well, we invite people to see the exhibit, especially during the first National Carpathian Rusyn Festival, which will be held at the National Carpathian Rusyn Cultural and Educational Center from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on October 10th. Jack, you also mentioned that the opening for this will be on the 9th, which is Friday evening from 7 to 9. And if you can't make it then, the exhibit will be available to view weekends in October and November. So if you're also, if you're listening from outside the Pittsburgh area, we're looking into traveling this exhibit, and so hopefully it will be coming to a location near you in the future. And so we hope to see you there.
That's wonderful. And yep.
Thanks for having me today, Jack.
Well, thank you so very much to enlighten us on this, because I'm handling the next day, the festival, and they have you, you know, they have, looks like they have the people to do the things that they know. So this is going to be wonderful. We'll be seeing you there, and enjoy the rest of your day, Maria. We'll be
Great.
Seeing you.
Thanks so much, Jack.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So let's go on to a great song and enjoy Sestiri Uhalarove. As I said before, Saturday will be the first ever Rusyn Festival. This is October 10th at the Cultural Center from noon till 8 p.m., featuring continuous Rusyn entertainment by singers, dancers, musicians, choirs, and ensembles from throughout the United States, including professionals Beata Beganyova from Slovakia, Alex Vidoriok from the Ukraine, and the Reveljak family, originally from Bordeaux, Slovakia. Pittsburgh's Ruski Muzikante and Slaviani Folk Ensemble, Ohio's Living Traditions and Carpato Rus Ensembles, the St. Nicholas Choir of Homestead, PA, the Archeparchial Choir of Pittsburgh, and Rusini Ensemble from Tucson, Arizona. This also will have Rusin foods and desserts. Slaviani's going to do the food concession like they do for the festival with their famous potato dumpling halushki and all that good stuff. It will have desserts, arts and crafts, demonstrations and displays, Rusin imported and domestic ethnic items for sale, children's activities throughout the afternoon. A true celebration of Rusin culture. Admission is $5 for adults, $3 for CRS members, and age 17 and under, no charge. There will also be Rusin bus tours of Pittsburgh at 1 p.m. and at 4 p.m. at $12 per person. I'll tell you about Sunday's activities after our next song, which is a great instrumental by Ensemble Užhorod. On Sunday at the festival will be the CRS annual meeting at 1 p.m., followed by a members-only 15th anniversary grand banquet to be held at the Bulgarian Macedonian Cultural Center, 449 West 8th Avenue, West Homestead, PA, with entertainment by the Reveljak family. The buffet will feature Russian salmon, roast pork in wine sauce, chicken and bowtie pasta, rife pilaf, sautéed corn and roasted peppers, romaine salad, bread and butter, coffee and cake. The cost of the banquet and entertainment is $40 for adults, students 7 to 17 is $20, and 6 and under, no charge. We will also be presenting the first ever Michael Strenk Award for Service. There is limited seating for the banquet, so be sure to make your reservations early. CRS members, you got detailed information in 15th anniversary event ticket orders available on the internet. And we have secured a block of rooms at the Courtyard by Marriott at the waterfront. Contact them at 412-462-7301 and tell them you are with the Carpathia Rusin Society. And if you cannot access the internet or have any questions, call John Rigetti at 412-749-0675. This banquet is for first come, first serve. We have only a certain amount of reservations, so if you want to be included, make them now. Next we have, from Grupa Rosa, Vesni Zaidu.
Vesni Zaidu, i ja Zaidu, pojde me do mina. Yeah.
Yesterday, we were in Burton, Ohio for the 5th annual Vatala, sponsored by the Cleveland and the Youngstown Warren Sharon chapters of the Carpathia Risen Society, and what a wonderful event it was. It was the perfect start of the day. It was the inspiring Slavonic Divine Liturgy. The weather was perfect, the food was simply delicious, and the entertainment, wow, it was amazing how good the groups were. This was somewhat of a preview of the Risen Festival to be held on October 10th during the CRS's 15th anniversary celebration, because most of the groups will be there, plus several other that I mentioned earlier. What a terrific ending. Well, the evening ended with a lot of Risen camaraderie at a traditional Vatala, or bonfire. What a terrific ending to a terrific day. Again, just a spectacular Risen celebration. Next, we have our good friends, Anna Porachova and Maria Machoshkova, with a medley from the Choniochi Teren City.
Asvashka, Yasvashka, Ujem do Svashiva, Prishva, Misereda, Sobudu Robiva, Prishva, Misereda, Sobudu Robiva.
As we close with Ensemble Serencia from Krajnica, We hope you have enjoyed today's program. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us again next week for another unique and interesting Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Shalom. I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, dedications, or want to make a donation, please write me, Jack Poloka, at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124. And be sure to join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for another unique and interesting Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати, сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що сте вам любив наш нешній програм. Позиваме вас наслухати на следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 713. З Богом!